The campaigns for the two congressional seats on next month's ballot are drawing a lot of money for the candidates. And according to Federal Election Commission reports filed yesterday, they have plenty of that money left. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The two Democrats and two Republicans on the ballot in a couple of weeks have raised a total of $2.4 million just in the past 2 months. At the top of the fundraisers is Democratic candidate for the Senate, Mark Begich, who brought in $1.3 million since August 7th. He's raised more than $3 million since beginning the race back in February. Incumbent Ted Stevens, however, has more money left over to spend between now and November 4th. Senator Stevens reported raising $490,000 since August, about 40% of the amount brought in by his opponent. However, he has $1.2 million cash on hand. The House race is much less expensive, with Democrat Ethan Berkowitz raising $520,000 in the past 2 months. Berkowitz reports having $384,000 on hand for the final weeks. And incumbent Don Young raised $131,000 to bring his cash on hand to $275,000. His income for the current period is only about a fourth of the amount Berkowitz has raised. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.